As Unitarian Universalists, we find wisdom and inspiration in many places, Jewish and Christian scriptures and other sacred texts, the arts, science, nature, and our own experiences. Our tradition keeps us open to revelation from many sources. Today's wisdom comes from Native American ancestor Chief Seattle. Brother Eagle and Sister Sky have crafted this video adapted from the oration of Chief Seattle. He spoke this message concerning the planned surrender or sale of native lands to the white settlers.
How can you buy the sky? How can you own the rain and the wind? My mother told me, every part of this earth is sacred to our people. Every pine needle, every sandy shore, every mist in the dark woods, every meadow and humming insect are all holy. And the memory of our people. My father said to me, I know the sap that courses through the trees, as I know the blood that flows in my veins. We are part of the earth, and it is part of us. The perfumed flowers are our sisters. The bear, the deer, the great eagle, these are our brothers. The voice of my ancestors said to me, the shining water that moves in the streams and rivers is not simply water, but the blood of your grandfather's grandfather. Each ghostly reflection in the clear waters of the lakes tells us memories and the life of our people. The waters murmur and the voice of your great-great-grandmother. The rivers are our brothers. They quench our thirst. You must give to the rivers the kindness you would give to any brother. The voice of my grandfather said to me, the air is precious. It shares its spirits with all the life it supports. The wind that gave me my first breath also received my last sigh. Will there be any spirit of my people left? My ancestors said to me, the earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth. The voice of my grandmother said to me, teach your children what you have been taught. What befalls the earth befalls all the sons and daughters of the earth. Hear my voice and the voice of my ancestors. The destiny of your people is a mystery to us. When the view of the ripe hills is blotted by talking wires, where will the thicket be? Gone? Where will the eagle be? Gone. This we know. All things are connected like the blood that unites us. We did not weave the web of life. We are merely a strand in it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. If we sell you our land, care for it as we have cared for it. Hold in your mind the memory of the land as it is when you receive it. Preserve the land and the air and the rivers of your children's children, and love it as we have loved it.
Very honored to be here with all of you this morning on this great morning. This morning I took a little ride to gather my thoughts, and I ended up by the Wisconsin River up in Sauk City by the water, with the Eagles, where we released the Eagles by the VFW. And I was looking out at the water and how beautiful the water was, or is. But the contrast there is so beautiful to see it, but yet very dangerous as well, because many people have lost their lives in that river, because it looks so calm and so nice, but there's very lot of undertows. And I thank all the activists that are here in this room for all the hard work that you do for supporting Native American culture and history and people that are struggling. Because I've seen many of you at the boat landings. I've seen many of you in the marches and the protests. I've seen many of you walking beside us for things that have been wronged, and you standing up for what's right, no matter who they are. And I love that you walk in beauty with all of us, and you ask people from different cultures, and no matter where they come from, you make them feel very welcome here. I love that. Where I come from, I was born on the Menominee Indian Reservation, but I didn't stay there. I was a kind of a transplant. But there's this medicine wheel It said that when the water turns to poison and you can no longer eat the fish, a new people will emerge. Ashkeba Madazing. That's what this medicine wheel represents. That we are all living on this medicine wheel. This prophecy is for all of us, not just one particular race of people. All of us, no matter what color, the yellow, the black, the white, and the red. It's said that we're all to live on this medicine wheel together. Over 20, 25, almost 30 years now, there was a prophecy. Maybe some of you remember it. The white buffalo calf was born in Janesville, Wisconsin. And how ironic is it that it would be end up there, to one of the most racist parts of the cities where the KKK were. they no longer are there. Well, maybe they are, but we don't see hide nor hair of them. But the thing is, the people that had the white buffalo had no idea of what the prophecy of the Lakota Nation stood for, of what they had in their possession. And I'm talking about the white buffalo cap. And when the Lakota people had heard about it, and they all came, the spiritual leaders, the highest spiritual leaders from the Lakota Nation came to Janesville, Wisconsin, and they prayed. And they said, yes, you do have one of our prophecies, the most powerful prophecy in the world. And how is it that this white buffalo would end up in Janesville, Wisconsin, of all people, of all places? And the reason why that buffalo didn't stay, the keeper of the white buffalo calf pipe said, is that because we as a society are not ready for this prophecy yet to come true, because we are still doing too many things to our brothers and sisters that are not right. We are not respecting each other as brothers and sisters. So that's why she couldn't stay. But the thing is, if the most powerful person with that pipe, he's the 17th pipe carrier, 17th generation pipe carrier of the Lakota Nation. You can look it up on the internet. It's very, I don't know, I just think it's just pretty awesome that such a prophecy like that can come true and have a white buffalo like that to come. And so many people from around the world, all over the world, came to Janesville to pray peace, balance, and harmony, and to get healing. I was one of the spiritual leaders to help out in that endeavor. And I think that more and more we need signs like that. We have different signs. And it's awesome that we have people like you that get involved, get active, and stand up for the injustice for other people like ourselves. And I want to make sure that people don't take me wrong, but what I want to say is that we as Native American people have endured a lot of injustice. And the casinos don't help us out that much. So don't let them fool you. When you put $20 in, it doesn't give you $30 back. But I wish it did. I guess that's why you call it gambling, right? But anyways, we have to have a little humor too. Traveling, as me and my wife do, all around the world and different places that we've been taking part in, you know, and seeing, like, the in New York. And I want my wife to explain a little bit what. How many went to the New York gathering
and
climate march
in New York in 2014? Anybody here? You did? Yeah. Oh, good, good. Yeah, well, that was amazing. 2014, originated out of 350.org, and there were, it was a march that was 80 blocks long and over 400,000 people. And buses, trains, everything came across the country to go to New York the night before in St. John's Church. Art did an honoring of the four directions. There was about 800 people in there. We slept in churches. We took buses and slept in the churches, took our sleeping bags. And anyway, the night before, and Art did this dance honoring the four, Naomi Klein spoke right after Art honored the four directions. And anyway, I thought, oh, it's going to be 100,000 people. I hope it's 100,000 people. And the next day, it was 400,000 people, and it took place in 188 countries. I got a couple pictures of it over there. It was just amazing, and everybody was there. It was peace and justice groups. It was interfaith groups. It was just the most amazing, amazing march. And at the end of the march, the police said, Art and I were talking to some police at the end of the march. It was 80 blocks long. And he said, you know, this is the most peaceful march we've had in New York City. He said, and it's the longest march we've ever had, and there's not been one reported incident at all with 400,000 people. So, anyway, I wanted to just share the prophecy about the Ashkeba Mazing with the medicine wheel. I'm going to just go over here. Can I go step down here? Will this not mess this up?
No.
Okay, this was a teaching by Art and Nick Hawkins back in the day, if you know that name, maybe, maybe not. He was the peace warrior during the fishing and treaty rights issues up in northern Wisconsin in 1989. So Nick Hawkins, there's a poster that's over there in the exhibit that he created to raise funds when we were trying to do that, fighting that battle up in northern Wisconsin. And so this Ashkeya Baum Zing means, and Mary Kay Baum, if you know who she is, she kind of put this together for our presentations. And but Art speaks to this prophecy. We're going to just go through this quickly because we want to just cover a couple more things. But a new people will emerge. It is said in my tradition that when the water turns to poison and you can no longer eat the fish, a new people will emerge. That people will have the choice of two roads. One road is further destruction and greed. The other is peace road that leads to a spirituality with reverence for all living things. A united people can emerge to maintain clean water, to keep minerals underground, to share universal health care and bring out the best in each other. A new people recognizes differences but sees each other as family. Our futures are bound together. Archigoni, Menominee, Potawatomi. So with that, I'm going to just share very quickly. This is a sample of our transportable museum exhibit of education through arts, literature, and film. So this is just a sample of it. We cover several, not only our journey of Call for Peace, we've went around the world performing. We did the opening to Monona Terrace and the opening to the Overture Center for the Arts. The DVD that we made for Earth Day in 2002 that Nick and many of our performers all created, we performed it in 2002 at the Midby Theater. And that DVD actually got us an invitation to the Nobel Peace Prize Summit in Rome, Italy, that was hosted by the Gorbachev Foundation and the mayor of Rome. So the DVD is pretty special, and it's in the time capsule of the Overture Center to be open in 2056. And they also put a DVD player in there because we all know what's not going to be existing in 2056, and none of us will be there. Well, some of the little younger ones will be here for that. Maybe you can remember that. 2056 at the Overture Center for the Arts. So I'm just going to say quickly, our exhibit is Call for Peace, honors the ancient wisdom calling for a future. We are a family all living on this earth home, and we need to realize we are all connected. We are the branches of a tree. We grow in different directions, yet our roots remain as one. Dance is movement. We engage in this dance for our future. We must be mindful to stay grounded in indigenous wisdom and keeping the balance for the next seven generations to come. As we move towards this fast-moving technology of robots into our future, we be mindful that lest we lose our connection to each other and our interconnected connectedness to all living things on the planet. So that's part of our efforts in what we're doing now to carry on this sort of timeless journey of Call for Peace. We presented this in Belfast, Ireland in 2017 at a international conference for museums all over the world. And so we hope to bring the whole new piece at maybe the other Unitarian Church with our panel that sometimes we have with the full exhibit and also more film. That film that you didn't hear is the 1854 Ordination of Chief Seattle, and you can just put that into the search on YouTube. You know, it's an amazing message. I'm so sorry you weren't able to hear it. And so real quick, I'm going to just say a couple things right here. Just like in 3 minutes, I'll sail this, and then I'll be done. I hope we're not taking too much time. Just to know what's highlighted here is this is, if you know about it, I'm sure most of you do, about this National Monument for Peace and Justice in Montgomery, Alabama. It shows all over 800 lynchings that took place. One of our very good friends in Madison, her name is Joyce Bogus. Her first cousin is one of the pillars in this, and she's written a book and wrote about Frank Johnson, this who is her first cousin. And she's in the process right now of actually, they're going to the locations of these lynchings and putting permanent markers there. So she's in the process of doing that right now. I just kind of have her book here. This is, if you get a chance, come and see this. This is very special to show that the Choctaw, back in 1845, actually sent $700 to Ireland to help through the potato famine. So it's basically saying in 1845, when Native Americans were not considered human beings, that they were doing humanitarian work for the Irish during that potato famine. And there's a big sculpture here that they erected in 2017 to honor the Choctaw. Then also Native Americans, not until 1879, were considered actually human beings or citizens during the trial of Standing Bear. And lastly, 1987, finally, our U.S. Congress acknowledges the fact that the Iroquois Confederacy made huge contributions to our Constitution. And probably you are pretty educated about justice things, so I'm sure you probably know about that. Then this just shows the journey of Call for Peace, our ancient wisdom dance that Nick Hawkins actually created. On this DVD that we have, this shows the picture of it live on stage. And then when someone was taking a picture of it live on stage, it turned out like this in color. The photograph developed that way. So it was pretty amazing for us. Lastly, I want to say that this, we have the, I'm sure you all know about the Renewable Energy Fair. You all know about that. We would like to educate people that it's the largest one in the country. And when people don't know that at all, they just go, really? You know, like, geez, you know, where have I been that I don't know about this? I also would like to share that China, you know, as we're going backward in this country in terms of our sustainability for our country, China created 13 million jobs in electric cars. You know, as we're doing the Foxconn thing, we're doing, what was it, 11,000 jobs or something? China was doing 13 million in electric cars. And we all know they're coming down the pike. And then also that India is making billions and billions of dollars in solar. So I just wanted to share that. And then I don't know if all of you heard of Threshold that's over on Atwood Avenue. Bill Miller, who is right here with Art, he's going to be at Threshold. He's a three-time Grammy Award winner. He was very close to John Carter Cash, Johnny Cash's son. And this was like Art's last dance that he did at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because they did a week-long tribute to Johnny Cash, and John Carter wanted Bill Miller to sing this Ira Hayes song that that Art did. This was kind of Art's last dance. Here you can see a picture of it. Ira Hayes was a Pima Indian who is in that famous picture of Iwo Jima where they're putting the American flag in the ground. So that was Ira Hayes. Johnny Cash wrote a song about Ira Hayes. And so Art is carrying the flag in an honor song, two-step, that Bill Miller is singing the Ira Hayes song. And anyway, Bill will be at Threshold. Art will be there coming up this coming Friday. Go to their website. You'll get more information. But if you want me to send you information, you can sign your email here, and I'll send it out to you. So that'll be... He's just really amazing. If you've never heard Bill Miller, he's just amazing. And I guess that's... Oh, one last thing we have here is a picture of Johnny Cash going to Wounded Knee back in 1968. And so he visited some of the ancestors of Wounded Knee. And here's Art at the Eagle. Art went to the Eagle... Sauk City. So this is Art doing. He's been helping, I think, the last 10 years or more with the Eagle release, giving a blessing for the Eagle release in Prairie du Sac every year. So if you've got any questions, I'll be here after for a little while. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Dawn, and thank you, Art. Obviously, you have way more knowledge than we can absorb in one service. We hope we can have you back sometime.